Hey, sweetie. This is going to be fun. It's time to settle back and relax. Really. We're going to take you down into trance. That's right. We're going to do it together. Hypnosis is not a one-way street. It's a shared experience. I could try and fight past your defenses. Or instead, you could choose to help me. Help yourself to go down into a lovely, peaceful state of relaxation and bliss. Do you know what my favorite style of hypnosis is? Kinesthetic. As the name suggests, kinesthetic is all about enhancing a subject's awareness of their position and movement of the parts. Recently, I had the most amazing time going to a hypnosis convention with some friends, and one of the classes was led by a friend of mine on kinesthetic hypnosis. It had a demonstration with a hypnotee and everything, and it was great. But the whole time I was watching and listening, I was just thinking up all these creative things I want to do to you. Don't worry, I'll still guide you along the way. But hopefully we can implant some useful tips and tricks that mean even when I'm not here with you. Here in these delightfully delicious little ears of yours. When it's just you and you want to go down into trance, you can, just by following these simple instructions. Doesn't that sound lovely? So, first things first, make sure you're in a comfortable position and won't be disturbed for a little bit. Pick somewhere extremely familiar. You can choose to lie down in your bed, pull the covers up to just the right snuggly spot. Or you can recline back in a seat, sitting in front of a computer screen, staring deep into your favorite spiral. This serves two purposes, really. Firstly, a major barrier for going down into trance is being trapped in this constant state of alert awareness and wakefulness that we experience in our day-to-day lives. This idea that we've always got to be on the go, there's so many ideas and stresses and strains that we are all constantly juggling. By starting off with a very clear intention of, I am going to give myself the next 20, 30, or 40 minutes to me, to Shibby, then you can let all those stresses and responsibilities melt away for just a little bit. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, we need your conscious mind to let go of the reins of control for just a little while. So I can play with you. The main thing is that your body can remain there, sinking down silently while I play with your gorgeous mind. Now that you should be all settled, let's begin. We're gonna start with something a little bit different. But different can be really fun, trust me. Let your body settle into its supports. It's got you. Let your mind focus on my voice. I've got you. It's that simple. You are safe. You are supported. Now I want you to stay as still as you comfortably can. Breathing becoming progressively more and more shallow. Muscles relaxing away from your head, down to your toes. Everything is becoming limp and docile, giving your body a well-deserved rest. Every part of you, that is, except one specific bit. Your index finger. That finger closest to your thumb. Focus on the very tip of your index finger on your primary hand. We have no use for the rest of your body right now, but this finger is special. We're going to make it special together. Because stored in the very, very tip of that finger is all that pent-up energy that usually would be coursing through your body to power your reflex muscles. But since you don't need to move right now, that is an awful lot of dormant and untapped stored energy. And as an added bonus, since your mind is focusing solely on me, we can do the same for your mind. We can redirect all of that energy and power to your finger. Focus on your finger. Keep the rest of your body still. Don't think about anything else except my voice. Focus on your finger, and I want you to slowly bring it up and rest it gently on your forehead. That's right, rest it just there. I know this might feel a little bit silly right now, but trust me, soon it's gonna be worth it. Now, I want your finger to very slowly lift itself off, feeling it strain and ache with resistance as you do, as though a magnet weight of gravity is desperately trying to pull it back down to the center of your forehead, where it belongs. This is where the fun part starts. What if I told you that together, we could harness all that energy trapped in your finger, harness it into a single trigger word of my choosing, a word that could push you deep down into trance when I command it, from a simple tap against your forehead. And through repetition and practice, you'll feel its effects even when you do it to yourself too. Such a simple word that will drop you down deeper. Deeper. So picture with me the word as it forms in your mind. Such a simple, spiraling, shibby word. S. Lap it up, lie back into my lustful voice. Enigmatic, ephemeral, energetic. E. Enriching, enticing, exciting. E. So practical, so poignant. P. That's right, I'll count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let your finger fall down and sleep. Feel the word impact into you as the word ripples through your skull and into your mind. And the most beautiful thing about this kinesthetic trigger is that we can share it together. Whenever your mind consciously says the word sleep, you instinctively drop down. Whenever you feel the sensation of it touching your skin, your mind reactively says to itself, sleep. Continue to slowly lift your finger. Feel the resistance as you do. Feel the urge to just give in and let it drop back down to where it belongs. And as you do, feel yourself sleep. Again, lifting up and sleep, feeling so good, so sleepy, the effects becoming stronger with each repetition. Sleep, down you go, sleep, you can go faster if you'd like, sleep. You can tap a little bit stronger each time, pushing that sleepy energy straight into your brain. Sleep. Focusing on the simple, powerful feeling of the tap of your finger landing against your skin. I want you to continue tapping your forehead at a pace that feels natural, feels good for just you. Each and every time, feeling deep, relaxing sleep crashing over you. Past your defenses, pushing you down into this lovely, sleepy state. And the beauty of this trigger is that you don't have to keep it just at your head. If you want to send any body part further to sleep, you can do so. Just move your finger down to that area and just gently give it a tap down to sleep. Or you can keep it right where it is and just continue to gently float and tap away. You're doing so well, sweetie. Nothing left except sleep. Just sleep. Sleep for me. Very good, my sleepy sweetie. You can let your hand go limp and rest it at your side if you'd like. Or you can continue to tap and sleep, tap and sleep. Whatever feels best for you. We're going to delve a little bit deeper now. Deep within the recesses of your mind, where we will explore the profound similarities between the computational theory of mind and the nature of consciousness. It's okay if you're not particularly philosophically minded. Just follow my voice and allow yourself to relax. Let my voice guide you deeper and deeper into a state of calm and focus. In this tranquil, sleepy place, your mind is open and your imagination can freely flow. Imagine your mind as a powerful computer, capable of processing immense amounts of information. The circuit board is all your nerves, capillaries, arteries, and veins. Your beating heart is the power supply. Your subconscious and mind are the hard disk. Your conscious mind is the RAM, completely wiped clear. Your eyes and imagination are the most beautiful state-of-the-art graphics card money could buy. And of course, this computer operates on a binary system, using the simple states of O's and 1's to perform complex tasks. A 1 represents the on state, and a 0 represents off. In the same way, your conscious mind functions in states of awareness and non-awareness, much like the on and off of binary code. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into relaxation. Picture a series of binary numbers, zeros and ones flowing gently through your mind. Each number represents a thought, a sensation, or a piece of information. Notice how the zeros and ones dance together in a harmonious pattern, creating the intricate tapestry of your consciousness. As you continue to breathe deeply, allow yourself to become more attuned to this binary dance. Feel the rhythm of your thoughts aligning with the steady pulse of zeros and ones. With each breath, you become more aware of how your conscious mind can switch between states, much like a binary system toggles between zero and one. Now, focus on the concept of a binary zero. All you have to do is turn that little one into zero and turn it off. Zero. Off. No thoughts, just me. Shutting yourself all the way down. In this state, the computer is fully asleep, totally off, representing a pause, a moment of stillness. Body still functioning fine. Breathing. In the same way, your conscious mind can enter a state of quiet, where thoughts are suspended and a serene calmness washes over you. Feel the stillness enveloping your mind, a peaceful void where you can rest and rejuvenate. Allow this state of zero, this deep relaxation, to spread throughout your body. Starting from the top of your head, feel a wave of tranquility descending, relaxing into your scalp, your forehead, and your eyes. And this calmness continues down your face, your neck, and shoulders, easing away any tension. Let this feeling flow down your arms and your chest, your back, your legs, and finally to your feet. You are now in a state of deep, restful stillness, where your mind is like a computer in its off state, conserving energy and preparing for the next moment of activity. As you continue to breathe deeply, understand that your mind, like a computer, can seamlessly transition between these states. The zeros and ones, the off and on, the relaxation and alertness all are part of the natural rhythm of your consciousness. You have the ability to move effortlessly between these states, finding balance and harmony within yourself, but all you really want to do is turn everything off. Fast asleep. Deep. Deeper. Deep asleep. Now let's take a moment to explore how this binary nature of the mind can be used to deepen your state of hypnosis. Imagine that with each breath you can choose to toggle your mind between zero and one. Off and on. Relaxation and focus. Each time you exhale, you can allow yourself to sink deeper into a state of zero, a state of deep relaxation and calm. Each time you inhale, you can bring a gentle wave of one, a state of awareness and clarity. Begin to count your breaths, with each exhale representing a deeper state of relaxation, and each inhale representing a gentle return to awareness. Begin to count your breaths, with each exhale representing a deeper state of relaxation, and each inhale representing a gentle return to awareness. Count from 10 to 1, with each number guiding you deeper and deeper into a state of hypnotic trance. As you exhale and count 1, feel the state of 0, the deep relaxation taking over. As you inhale and start to count, bring a gentle wave of awareness. Continue this pattern with each number guiding you deeper and deeper. 10. Deep relaxation, a state of 0. 9. Gentle awareness, a state of 1. 8. Sinking further into 0. 7. Gentle awareness, a wave of 1. 6. Even deeper relaxation, fully embracing 0. 5. Gentle awareness, feeling the balance of 1. 4. Profound relaxation, immersed in 0. Gentle awareness, clarity of 1. 2. Ultimate relaxation, the depth of 0. 1. Gentle awareness, the light of 1. 0. 0. Blanking out. 0. Nothing. I want you to imagine a room in your mind, and in front of you is a choice, a set of 2 doors. A white door on your left, and a black door on your right. The white door is safety, purity, serenity. If you step through it, you will continue to stay in this lovely, joyous state of mind and being. Simply basking in the joy of being in this lovely, floaty, sleepy place we call trance. But in the depths of the mind's labyrinth, there lies a secret. A secret that sits behind the black, locked door on your right. Where the subconsciousness intertwines with the surreal, there exists a place where your deepest desires of pleasure and torment dance in an eternal embrace. I want you to take a moment and consider which door you would like to confidently and assuredly step through. There is no wrong decision. Have a think. And then 3, 2, 1. Reach out and open the door of your choosing. Very well, sweetie. You're so peaceful and relaxed. It would be lovely to stay here a while longer.
Sleep.